Hello students, welcome to another episode of Academic and Career Clarity with Blessed is a Triple. This is a beautiful Saturday afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to listen to this podcast. It's a privilege to have you tuning in today. So what do we have for today? Today I'm going to talk on how to improve memorization of facts, how to improve your brain capacity so that you can be able to remember facts easily. How to improve memorization of facts. So I know that most students struggle with this, and if you can carry out those tips I'm giving to you this afternoon, you will be able to improve your memorization of facts. So it's a thing of joy to students when they read and they are able to remember what they have read, or when they studied, they are able to remember what they have studied. So I'm going to give you tab 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I have 5 tips on how you can improve memorization of facts. Number one, I call it the active recall. I do this a lot. When you are trying to get information, assimilate an information or a fact in your brain, you read it from the textbook, you try to recall it without looking at your textbook. This is not crammy because your examinations are not here, they are still far, but you are carrying out your own study routine. So active recall involve studying or reading out a particular fact or information, then closing your book and trying to recall it without looking at the book. Number two, we have the mnemonics. This is very popular among students. This is where you use the first letter of the word that makes up an information to form an acronym or to form another word, or you use the word in a fact to make a song. Now, for example, when we are learning the first 20 elements in the periodic table, when I was in secondary school, we learned how to turn those elements into song, and we're able to remember them. Even up to now, I still use that to remember my first 20 elements. The other thing is, like, when that example is in Mr. Nanjadi, when we're taught how to the characteristics of living things, so we use the first letters of the words there in the characteristics to form a word or a sentence. We have Mr. Nanjadi, where M is for movement, R is for respiration, you have the N for nutrition. So you can employ mnemonics to improve memorization of fact. Number three, here we have spacing out your study time. Space out. Don't wait when examination is there and start cramming. When you space out your studying time, you space out. If you study concept over time, like the term is about to start, or you have already started the term in your school, when you study concept or fact over time is beneficial than you waiting for the last hour to cram. So if you resume school next month and you start studying, you space out your study time, you space out the period you use to study concept. You study concept over time, it will help you to remember them more than when you start cramming it towards exam period. Then number four, we have here, write down facts as you study them. I do this when I'm studying. I try to write down, extract the facts. When you allow your brain to process the information and you write it down, you've read the words, and you allow your brain to process the information in your own words, you try to write down that information. It really helps in improving your memorization of facts. So I noticed that when I read, if I study and I don't really write down those things I'm studying, and if I don't do active recall, I might not be able to remember. So I do employ active recall technique and writing down my facts technique to help me improve my memorization of facts. Then lastly, solve question at the end of the chapters. When you finish studying a particular chapter, solve the questions at the back. When you solve them, go back to the chapter, mark them, The ones you got, you cannot forget them again. The one you did not do, the one you did not get, you try to redo them and get them right. So until you get them right, you don't stop doing that method. So these are the three formats, five methods I mentioned. I'm going to go over them. I talked about the active recall. When you read, you close a book, you try to remember what you have just studied. You have the mnemonics, when you use the letters of the facts or in a sentence to make a song, or use the word to make a song, or to bring or to craft an acronym. Then studying, number three, studying concept over time. This will help you, it will help you improve your memorization of facts instead of you waiting for examination time to start cramming. Then number four, write down facts as you study. Then like I said, I do this. This really helped me. I use the active recall and I use the study and I use the writing down my facts doing study. It really helped me a lot. You can try it, works wonders. Then lastly, solve questions at the end of the chapter. So if you really want to improve your memory, want to improve the ability of your brain to memorize facts and remember them easily, the things you have learned at the end of the chapter, try to solve the questions there and mark yourself. Yes, because I believe it worked for me. The ones you got right, I don't think you can forget them. Then the ones you did not get right, you can actually have to go back to the chapters, redo it, and keep on doing until you get it right. So we're going to stop here this beautiful Saturday afternoon. Thank you for tuning in. You may have to listen to the podcast again so that you can get these five tips I shared on how to improve memorization of facts. Thank you very much. See you in the next episode. I love you, but Jesus loves you more. Take care. Tell somebody about this podcast. God bless you.